This is an extract from the anti-Semitic parliamentarian William Prynne, who in 1655 wrote, "A short demurrer to the Jews' long-discontinued barred remitter into England, comprising an exact chronological relation of their first admission into, their ill deportment, misdemeanors, condition, sufferings, oppressions, slaughters, plunders by popular insurrections and regal exactions in, and their total final banishment by judgment and edict of Parliament out of England, never to return again, collected out of the best historians and records. With a brief collection of such English laws, scriptures, reasons, as seem strongly to plead and conclude against their readmission into England, especially at this season, and against the general calling of the Jewish nation." To the Christian reader, I was asked the question whether there were any law of England against bringing in the Jews amongst us, for the lawyers had newly delivered their opinions. There was no law against it. To which I answered that the Jews were, in the year 1290, all banished out of England by judgment and edict of the King and Parliament as a great grievance never to return again, for which the Commons gave the King the 15th part of their movables, and therefore being thus banished by Parliament, they could not, by the laws of England, be brought in again, without a special act of Parliament which I would make good for law. He replied, "I wish it might not be done otherwise, and that this business had been formally moved in the bishop's time rather than now." To which I subjoined that it was now a very ill time to bring in the Jews, when the people were so dangerously and generally bent to apostasy and all sorts of novelties and errors in religion, and would sooner turn Jews than the Jews Christians. He answered he thought it was true, and was sorry he could not discourse longer with me, the committee about the Jews being sacked and staying for him as he feared. Whereupon, as he was turning in towards Whitehall Gate, I told him the Jews had been formerly great clippers and forgers of money, and had crucified 3 or 4 children in England at least, which were principal causes of their banishment. To which he replied that the crucifying of children was not fully charged on them by our historians, and would easily be wiped off. Whereto I answered, he was much mistaken. And so we parted. As I kept on my way in Lincoln's Inn Fields, passing by 7 or 8 maimed soldiers on stilts, who begged of me, I heard them say aloud one to another, "We must now all turn Jews, and there will be nothing left for the poor." And not far from them, another company of poor people, just at Lincoln's Inn back gate, cried aloud to each other, "They are all turned devils already, and now we must all turn Jews." Which unexpected concurrent providences and speeches made such an impression on my spirit, that before I could take my rest that night, I perused most of the passages in our English histories concerning the Jews' carriage in England, with some of their misdemeanors in other parts, to refresh my memory and satisfy my judgment, making some collections out of them, which after I enlarged and digested into this ensuing demurrer, and was induced to publish it. Knowing no particular discourse of this subject extant, for the general information, satisfaction of others, and honour of my blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ the righteous, whom the Jews with malicious hearts and wicked hands crucified in person heretofore, and their posterity by their blasphemies, despiteful actions against Christ, his kingdom, offices, gospel, crucify afresh every day, trampling underfoot the Son of God, putting him to open shame, offering despite to the Spirit of grace, and counting the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. And in all their public and private devotions, praying constantly for the sudden, universal, total, final subversion, extirpation, perishing of Christ's kingdom, gospel, and all his Christian members, which they plot and continually expect. Such is their implacable transcendent malice. I have deduced their introduction into England only from William, surnamed the Conqueror, because I find not the least mention of them in any of our British or Saxon histories, councils, synods, canons, which doubtless would have mentioned them, and made some strict laws or canons against their Jewish as well as against pagan superstitions, had they exercised. How the nation of the Jews, once God's own beloved special chosen people, after their malicious crucifying of our Saviour Jesus Christ, and imprecation that his blood might be on them and their children, were for this their crying sin especially, made the saddest spectacles of divine justice and humane misery of all other nations in the world. Being quite extirpated out of their own land, almost totally deleted by the sword, pestilence, famine, carried away captives and dispersed like so many vagabonds over the face of the whole earth, as the very offscouring of the world, and execration, derision of all other people, having no place, city, form of government, or republic of their own, in any corner of the universe, according to God's comminations against them, or what banishments, punishments, oppositions, restraints by penal laws, suppressions of their synagogues, ceremonies they have received in all ages from Christian kings, princes, republics in foreign parts, for their implacable malice, blasphemy against our Saviour Jesus Christ, Christians, Christian religion, and other crimes and misdemeanors to which they are most addicted, is not the subject of my intended brief discourse. I shall not spend time to recite them, but wholly confine myself to a brief relation of their first admission into, their ill deportment, misdemeanors, sufferings, popular insurrections against them in, and their final banishment by judgment and edict of Parliament out of England, never to return again, collected out of the best historians, to which I shall subjoin a taste only of such laws, scriptures and reasons as seem strongly to plead against their readmission into our island, especially at this season.